Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been studying the book of Romans, and we're in Romans chapter 3, where it talks about being saved by grace. And some people hear saved by grace and immediately think that obedience no longer matters. Well, Paul knew that that question was coming, and so he asked the question, do we then overthrow the law by this faith? In other words, does the law no longer matter? And Paul answers strongly by saying, by no means. You know, the gospel does not destroy obedience, but it finally puts obedience in the right place. You see, before Christ, people tried to obey in order to earn acceptance. But the law can never save you. It can expose sin, it can reveal guilt and show your need for a Savior, but it cannot rescue your soul. Only Jesus saves. And so once a person is justified by faith alone, obedience begins flowing from a changed heart, a changed nature, rather than a desperate attempt to impress God. And that's the difference. The believer obeys because he belongs to Christ. A healthy apple tree does not strain to produce apples. Fruit flows from the life of the tree. And in the same way, gospel obedience flows from a heart that's been made alive by the grace of God. That means we don't throw away God's commands. We treasure them rightly. We obey not as slaves trying to earn favor, but as sons and daughters walking with their Father. So faith and obedience are not enemies. Real faith produces real obedience. Not perfectly, but genuinely. And every act of obedience becomes another testimony that Jesus truly changes people. So are you obeying God to earn His love? Or are you obeying God because you already have God's love in Christ? Pray this with me today. Father, help my obedience flow from faith and gratitude toward Jesus. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Pray for Oscar Guyton and his family, our national changemakers in Nicaragua. And also pray for the Yaturu LifeWord broadcast for the people of Tanzania.